morning. God has given us to listen to his word, and we continue with the teaching and the Bible study of Colossians, the book of Colossians. As we say, this is one of the final books that Paul writes, and he is writing to a church that he had not brought up. This is a church that was preached to by Epaphras, and he knows that they know about Christ and they learnt about Christ, and so he's very happy and excited that to write to them. And you know, he refers to them as saints, but beyond that also he prays for them. And one of his prayers that we looked at, that they will increase in knowledge, that God will give them the ability, the understanding, you know, to be grow in epignosis. And that is what we're able to look at. And we say that it's not an increase in something that you do not already have, but rather it's your increase in your awareness, in your yieldedness. And God wants us to know him more. When we get born again, we receive the Holy Spirit in his fullness of his measure. But not everyone gets to experience or to maximize the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we do not yet yield ourselves fully to his lordship. When the Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ, it means that he is God. He is Adonai. You know, Lord refers to Jehovah's description of God as Adonai. And he is Jesus the Christ. And Christ is the anointed one, the Messiah, the kingly office that Jesus was given. That is the administrative throne in the heavens, where he's far above all thrones, all powers, all dominions, all principalities, every name that is named in this world and in the world to come. And when we understand that, then he tells us, Ephesians 2:6, that we are seated with him in heavenly places. He has raised us up and sat us together with him in heavenly places. So when he died, we died with him. When he resurrected, we resurrected with him. When he ascended up to heaven, we ascended with him. When he sat at the right hand of the Father, the place of authority, we are seated with him. And that is why our lives are hidden in Christ, and Christ is in God. That is why Paul boldly tells us that all things are yours. Don't you know that whether it's Paul, Apollos, things present, things to come, you know, things in heaven, things on the earth, all things are yours, and you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. So all things are yours. And you see, so there are various inheritances that are for the saints that Paul expresses and the scriptures teach us. And when we see that he prays that they will grow in knowledge, in epignosis. And verse 11 says that, and strengthened with all might, and this is dunamis. And dunamis basically is the miracle potential power of God. In each and every person, God has released the potential for power. You see, within the Holy Ghost, as the Bible says, if any man is thirsty, let him come to drink, and out of him shall flow, out of his own belly, out of his own inward man shall flow rivers of living water. That means that when we receive the Holy Ghost, and the more we yield ourselves to him, the more we exercise ourselves in faith, in building up yourselves in the most holy faith, is when all these rivers come out. And now, there are rivers of wisdom. There are rivers of revelation. There are rivers of prophecy. There are rivers of prosperity, of wealth. But there are also rivers of power. And that is why, you know, when Jesus tells his disciples, do not leave Jerusalem, but tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Remember, he breathed on them the Holy Spirit before he ascended into heaven. He said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And he breathed on them and he says, as my Father sent me, do I send you. So the disciples received the Holy Spirit Jesus breathed on them the Holy Spirit before he even ascended into heaven. So on the day of Pentecost, it was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This was the Holy Spirit coming upon them. Then that is when we see, after that they receive power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and that power is dunamis. So this strength that comes with all might comes from the Spirit of God. The power of God is from the Spirit of God. We often say, oh, man of God is so powerful. No, it is the Holy Spirit that is powerful. Even for Jesus, the Bible tells us, Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. So power becomes an expression of God that is revealed or is released by the Holy Spirit in our lives. You cannot be a Christian without power. In fact, when we think of Christianity without power, then it becomes just one of the other philosophies. Whenever you speak to people about the Word of God, many people will not hear until they listen, until they understand that there is a power. There is power for the supernatural that activates their hope. When they ask Jesus, are you the Christ or we should expect another one? Jesus, moved by the Spirit, he performed great miracles. The deaf heard, the eyes, the blind's eyes saw, the lame walked. Then he sends the disciples of John and tell them, go and tell John what you see. So power is a commodity that expresses the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus, when he encountered demons, he cast them out. And he was told that you are casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons. Then he tells them, it is the finger of God. The finger of God refers to the power of God. And there are times that power must meet power. That's why Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. He says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you power to trample over snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So when power is given by God, it is given in measures. Remember, these are streams. These are expressions that you release from the Holy Spirit that is given to you in his totality. You don't receive half of a Holy Spirit or a small Holy Spirit. When a child is prayed for and they speak in tongues is one of the rivers of the Holy Spirit. So God wants to express various dimensions of the Christ in you. Think of David, and when we think of some who are the most anointed, David is one. The rivers of God will flow in worship. That is why he wrote all the book of Psalms. The rivers of God will flow in war. That is why he was a mighty warrior. He will fight. The river of God will flow in charisma. You can see the Bible says that men joined after him. That all Israel came to hear John. That is the anointing. The Holy Spirit in him brought men. The Holy Spirit also brings leadership. You can see Daniel, you can see Joseph. The Bible says everywhere he went, the Lord was with him and the Lord favored him though. The river of God, the Holy Spirit, brings out favor that men look for you. Blessed are you, Mary, highly favored of God. The river of God is the one that brought wealth to Solomon and wisdom that he was wiser than all the men of the earth. And God said, I will give him the riches and honor and even protection from all your enemies. That all those are expressions of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. They are manifestations, they are evidences that the Spirit of God is alive and is at work in each and every one of us. And it is in measure. So likewise, as we grow in our expressions of the rivers of God in our lives, likewise do we grow in the expressions of the power of God in our lives. That's why it says it is dunamis, that you be strengthened with all might. With all might, with all dunamis, according to his glorious power. So God wants you to be strengthened with dunamis. That means it's the miraculous power that your life becomes a life of testimonies, a life of miracles. You see, people think that miracles are only, you know, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing. But you see, there are also miracles in the marketplace. There are times when things are stuck and it will only take the hand of God to move one person, to move another. Think of Mordecai. Mordecai served the king. He was a gatekeeper. And he one day hears of the plot of the bodyguards of the king wanting to kill the king. And he went, goes and reports it. And the day, and no one remembers him. But one day when Haman has decided that he's going to hang him the next day, the Bible tells us the king could not sleep. And he asks for the books to be read for him. And it is read for him where Mordecai saved him. And he asks, what should be done? Has anything been done to reward Mordecai for this? You see, that was a miracle that translated in protection, that translated in honor, because God knew that this man needs to be protected. So miracles happen in each and every moment in our lives. And when we understand that the power is available not only for living things, but also for inanimate things. Think of Elisha. A servant borrows an axe to go and cut wood and firewood. And as he swings the axe head drops into a well, or it drops into a river or a well. And he cries out and says, ah, the axe head is borrowed. And Elisha comes and throws in salt into the water. And then the axe head floats. He makes iron to float over water. That's a miracle. Jesus made miracles. I mean, he will find someone that was dead and bring them back to life. So miracles are not just limited to humans. Miracles are also limited to, I mean, they also extend into inanimate objects. They also extend into the nature. When the wind, Jesus awakes and he commands the winds and the storms to be silent. And they be still. They are still. That is why they ask, who is this man? That even the winds and the waves obey him. So everything that was made, all things were created by him and for him. And power must transcend all these boundaries. And that is why any delay in your life, you can speak against it. You can speak against it. The power of God flows with his voice. It flows with his rhema. You see, power is not something that, you know, those that exercise power know that it's not something that you do so much about. It's actually connecting to what God has already done. And that's why Jesus said, I only do as I see my Father do. As you yield to God, as you yield to the Holy Spirit, then you will lead, you will be led by him. You will hear his promptings. The Bible tells us one thing I have heard. Twice God has spoken that all power belongs to him. That means the power of God flows in the direction of his voice. When you hear from God, then you know that God has accompanied his word with a power. Why? Because he said he has exalted his name and his word above all else. his name and his word. That means that which is spoken in his name, that which God has said, he has exalted it, and it shall come to pass. It says, I am watching my word to see that it is fulfilled. God wants us to live powerful lives. God wants us to live lives of power, lives that demonstrate his glory. Because power is needed to conquer power. So we must fully be strengthened with all might, dunamis, according to his glorious power, according to his glorious energy. There's an energy of God that we receive. How do we activate the power? We activate the power by yielding to him. We yield to God. We know his word. We receive a revelation that aligns with the power of God. That is why at each and every point of your life, you must always answer the question, what word are you standing on? For this decision that you're making for today, maybe you're deciding to resign, or maybe you're deciding to start a ministry, or maybe you're deciding to walk into marriage. The question is, what word are you standing on? What is that revealed word that when you cling on to, that God brings it to life as rhema, by which you can stand on and you can put God to account? What is it that God has spoken to you and linked it to your situation by which generates the power of God? Remember, Christ has been made for us the wisdom and power of God. That means for those that need wisdom, Christ is the wisdom of God. For those that need power, Christ is the power of God, because the Greeks, they seek after wisdom. The Jews seek after signs. So the Jews want the demonstration of the power. On the earth, you'll find two kinds of people, those that are after the wisdom, but also you'll also find those that are after the power. They will not believe. The Jews will not believe until you show them something. However, the Greeks seek after. They are seeking after wisdom. So in many times, people will come to you. There are those who are seeking after. Those are seeking after the wisdom of God. But then there are those who will wait first. Show us first. Show me something. That's why Pharaoh asked, who is this God that I may obey him? Who is this Lord that I may obey him? And the Bible tells us, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, this man opposed the truth. So we will always find opposers. We'll always find, sorcerers, Epaphras. There's this guy who was at the proconsul. He was a son of the devil, and Paul has to blind him. Elymas, or also called Didymus. So this, it's a power play. But that is why God tells us that he has come to translate us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his son that he loves, of the son that he loves. So that means it took power to deliver us from the power of darkness. And that's why the Bible says, who can be delivered from the mouth of the terrible? Who can snatch you from the mouth of a lion? Says God will contend with those who contend with you, and he will deliver you from those who want to oppress you. So, let us be strengthened by God. This is one of the benefits of being a believer. These are the things that we inherit from Christ. We inherit the power. We inherit the wisdom. We are given epignosis. We are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Why? For all patience and long-suffering with joy. When you're strengthened by God, then you can overcome. You can fight. You can know that you have the power to overcome. May God give us the power. May God give us more strength, more power, more victory, because we need power to live this life. Without the power of God, we are nothing. Without the power of God, we cannot be effective witnesses. We need the power to be effective witnesses. May we find the words. May we find the revelation. May we remember that God has given us His Spirit, His power. Our job is to yield to Him, to hear His voice, and to tune our hearts to the frequency of what God is saying and what God has done, and we shall live in the full expressions of the power of God. I'll stop here and I pray that God will give us more insight into this. You're welcome, my brother.
No addition
from
my side.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We come before your presence. Thank you that, Lord, you have strengthened us. That all power belongs to you, O God. And indeed, nothing is impossible with you. Is it the power to heal? You have given it to us. You've given it to your children. Is it the power to cast out devils? You've given it to your disciples, to your sons and daughters. Is it the power, you know, to overcome, to live a righteous life? Thank you that there is a strengthening that comes from you, from that working energy, working power that you have, that you fill us with this miraculous faculty. And Father, I pray that, Lord, indeed, anything that stands in opposition to your word, to your truth, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Any work of the enemy, any difficulty that has held back your children, any work of sickness, any power of the enemy, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We declare life, we declare health, we declare healing, O God, we declare the comfort of God, that, Lord, indeed, those that need your presence, be it in the workplace, be it in the office, be it in their families, be it in marriages, be it in raising children, that you release the power to make well, the power to think, the power to be advanced, the power to resist sin, O God. May this power flow in our lives. May we experience that strengthening, because, Father, we need it. We need it to be strengthened with all joy, with all patience, that we may be established and faithful vessels of honor that you can use for your glory. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed day.